KSIV now presents Encounter, a public service program of Bot Radio Network, dedicated to keeping you informed about the issues that affect your life. Now, here's today's Encounter broadcast.
This is Harold Hendrick. The program is Encounter. Some years ago, the citizens of Missouri voted a constitutional amendment, I think 71% to 29%, that marriage was to be defined as, in Missouri, as one man to one woman. We have some concerns as that seems to be violated, or pressures are brought to bear to violate what the people have voted as a constitutional amendment. We want to discuss that today with Attorney Michael Whitehead. Michael is an attorney in Kansas City. He is the lead or official attorney for the Missouri Baptist Convention, though he is not representing them in this case. He has a number of clients and a number of areas of oversight, but he is representing, as he will tell you, four individuals in a lawsuit dealing with the issue I just described. Mike Whitehead, thanks so much for doing good things and for what you're doing in this matter.
Thank you, Harold. Thank you for giving voice to these issues and for giving information to your listeners.
By the grace of God, we hope this will be on haroldhendrick.com soon for any time listening. But Mike, if you would, just take the issue. I set it up just a bit, but take the issue from ground zero, so to speak, from the beginning, and walk us through to the point where some wonderful people are filing a lawsuit to challenge what our governor has taken on himself to do. Mike Whitehead.
Harold, you spoke correctly that in 2004, 71%, roughly, over a million voters in the state of Missouri voted in favor of Amendment 2 back in 2004, which became Article 1, Section 33 of the Missouri Bill of Rights, the Missouri Constitution. Section 33 says that to be valid and recognized in this state, a marriage shall exist only between a man and a woman. It's that simple. And the key words in that sentence are to be valid and recognized in this state. It'll only be a man and a woman. Well, in spite of that clear constitutional mandate, the governor of Missouri, Jay Nixon, on November 14 of last year, called a press conference and issued an executive order, number 13-14, in which he said he was directing the Director of Revenue, our tax collection department in the state of Missouri, to accept combined returns from same-sex couples that properly file a federal joint return with the IRS. He said the IRS had decided to permit same-sex couples to file a joint return if the parties were married in a state that permits same-sex marriage, and the IRS decision, although it did not bind state governments and did not mandate that states like Missouri, where same-sex marriage is unlawful, must permit joint returns under state law, Governor Nixon said he was choosing to do so for efficiency and because our state laws required it. Well, the state law of Missouri does say that our tax code will normally follow the definitions adopted in the federal tax code unless there's a clear statement otherwise in Missouri law.
Of which there is.
In this case, there clearly is, both in this constitutional provision and in a somewhat older law that the citizens of Missouri passed the legislature, elected representatives passed in 1996, called the Missouri Defense of Marriage Act. And much like the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, it said in this state, we'll recognize only one man, one woman marriages. We will not recognize same-sex marriages, even if they're validly married in some other state. So the clear mandate of our state statute adopted by the legislature and a constitutional amendment adopted by Missouri voters by an overwhelmingly unprecedented majority vote was essentially thwarted. He thumbed his nose at the people of Missouri when the governor issued this executive order saying he was going to direct the Director of Revenue to disregard it and instead follow what he said was the mandate of the federal tax code. Well, to be fair, the governor didn't say to his Director of Revenue to disregard the constitutional amendment. He said, in what sounded to even to lawyers as a little bit of double talk, he said, this executive order has nothing to do with marriage. It simply has to do with tax code administration. Well, we beg to differ. We think that when the federal government clearly said, unapologetically said, at the federal IRS, we're recognizing same-sex marriages. If they're validly entered in one state, that we'll recognize them for filing federal joint returns in every state. They said they're recognizing marriage. And the governor says he's merely recognizing what the federal government has recognized. Well, that can't avoid the reality that the governor is directing his tax collector to recognize same-sex marriages in Missouri, at least for those folks who are married in some state outside Missouri that does recognize same-sex marriage. We think that violates the clear ban of the Constitution, and he doesn't have the executive power under our Constitution to ignore constitutional mandate. So that becomes the key issue in this lawsuit that has been filed, is whether the governor has power under our Constitution to disregard the will of the people in this kind of executive order. And so we have asked a Cole County Circuit Court judge to look at this Constitution and look at the executive order and declare whether there's a violation here or not. The plaintiffs in the lawsuit who brought this particular case are four conservative, pro-life, pro-family leaders in the state of Missouri, well known to many of your listeners.
Wonderful people, indeed. Go ahead.
Yeah, they include Don Hinkle, who's the Missouri Baptist Convention Director of Public Policy and editor of The Pathway, the News Journal. Kerry Messer from Festus, Missouri. He's legislative liaison for the Christian Life Commission, the state of Missouri, and he's also founded a pro-family organization based in Jeff City called Missouri Family Network. Justin Mosier is pastor of the Fifth Street Baptist Church in Hannibal, and he's chairman of the Missouri Baptist Convention's Christian Life Commission. And then Joe Ortworth, executive director of the Missouri Family Policy Council, one of more than 30 such state organizations formerly associated with Focus on the Family and Family Support Ministry that was founded by Dr. James Dobson. So these four men have filed the lawsuit as taxpayers under the laws of Missouri. This is a little bit of technical legalese that some of your listeners won't be too interested in, but for those that are, the lawsuit is brought, and we first have to establish standing of the people who bring the claim, and Missouri law permits taxpayers to challenge unconstitutional actions which involve interpretation of the tax laws of Missouri. So while these are recognized and respected leaders in ministry organizations, it is not the ministry organizations that are bringing the lawsuit or that are paying for the lawsuit. My clients are these four individual men who have brought this case as taxpayers, and that we are not being paid as the attorney by the Missouri Baptist Convention or by Missouri Family Policy Council or Missouri Family Network. We are representing these individuals as taxpayers challenging violation of their rights under the Constitution by the tax laws as being implemented by the governor's executive order.
Our guest is Michael Whitehead, and I don't think he's left me much else to say. That was such an eloquent, clear, and complete statement, Mike. I appreciate it very much. You're in Kansas City,
yep.
But you do a lot of good things. You're a man of God. You're a born-again believer yourself. And you're representing, I know, three of these four plaintiffs, litigants, in this case. The fact that these people are involved tells me that it must be a very serious issue. I mean, Don Hinkle, a longtime friend, editor of the paper, as you say, director of public policy for the Missouri, for the 1,900-plus churches of the Missouri Baptist Convention. Kerry Messer has been a pro-family lobbyist with righteousness as his motivation for 30 years. Joe Ortworth, I got an interview with Joe Ortworth on my website, haroldhendrick.com. I point out Joe has been elected to office, I think it's 9 times.
Yeah.
He was in the legislature, elected a 2-year term 6 times, and 3 times he was elected. I think it's the highest political office in St. Charles County, which I assume is still the fastest-growing county in the state. A man of God that left all that to serve the Lord in his wonderful work that he's doing now.
Right.
So anyway, I'm just simply saying the credibility, Michael Whitehead, of yourself and of Justin Moser, a pastor up in Hannibal, head of the Christian Life Commission of the Missouri Convention. Again, Don Hinkle, Carrie Messer, and Joel Artworth tells me very much. Would you believe, Mike, we're just about out of time. We've got about a minute or so. Would you want to give a concluding statement, Attorney Michael Whitehead, spearheading this lawsuit against the governor's efforts to give tax breaks for what the Missouri Constitution says are illegal marriages?
Thank you, Harold, and thanks again for exposing this information, this important issue for your listeners. Dr. John Yates is the executive director of the Missouri Baptist Convention. He wanted me to always say when I'm interviewed that while the Missouri Baptist Convention is not retaining me in this case, he wants people to know that the Missouri Baptist Convention and its leaders strongly support this effort to hold our public officials accountable to follow the Constitution, the ultimate law of the land. The law above all the laws is the Word of God. But for all citizens, whether Christians or not, the Constitution becomes the fundamental legal document by which our government must operate. And this issue, regardless of what someone stands on same-sex marriage, this is an issue of the government's respect for the rule of law. That's what we're appealing to. Folks who want more information about this case and want to follow it can look at my website. It's thewhiteheadfirm.com, T-H-E, and then whiteheadfirm.com. And there'll be regular information updating folks on the progress of this case.
Been a wonderful expression of helping us understand. I'll let also our listeners know that they, after hearing this, it will soon be this interview of clear explanation will soon be posted on haroldhendrick.com for you to hear what you just heard Mike say, for you to pass on to others. Michael Whitehead, you're doing a great job, and thank you so much for this wonderful service you're providing.
Lord bless you, Harold. Thank you.
The same to you. The program is Encounter. This is Harold Hendrick.